by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel and welcome to our program Rise and Shine Alhamdulillah Azawajal and also we've got a very important topic today as well they're all important aren't they when it comes to learning about the deen everything is important so a very good topic we're going to be discussing today we've got the daily kalam we've got the daily hadith as well the daily reminders and also mashallah as we will have another very important segment as well inshallah azawajal so I hope you're going to stay tuned with me inshallah azawajal listen to the quran start your day with a beautiful recitation of the glorious quran sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad let me just tell you which verse we are going to be listening to today first I keep forgetting that Ji, we're going to be doing Surah Al-Furqan and it's verse number 19 to verse number 30. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru. جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوكُمْ بِمَا تَقُولُونَ فَمَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا
تو اب معبودوں نے تمہاری بات جھٹلا دی تو اب تم نہ عذاب پھیر سکو نہ اپنی مدد کر سکو
وَمَن يَظْلِم مِنْكُمْ نُذِقُهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا
اور تم میں جو ظالم ہے ہم اسے بڑا عذاب چکھائیں گے
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقُ
اور ہم نے تم سے پہلے جتنے رسول بھیجے سب ایسے ہی تھے کھانا کھاتے اور بازاروں میں چلتے
وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا
اور ہم نے تم میں ایک کو دوسرے کی جانچ کیا ہے اور اے لوگو کیا تم صبر کرو گے اور اے محبوب تمہارا رب دیکھتا ہے
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا
اور بولے وہ لوگ جو ہمارے ملنے کی امید نہیں رکھتے ہم پر فرشتے کیوں نہ اتارے یا ہم اپنے رب کو دیکھتے
لقد استكبروا في انفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا
بے شک اپنے جی میں بہت ہی اونچی کھینچی اور بڑی سرکشی پر آئے
يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا
جس دن فرشتوں کو دیکھیں گے وہ دن مجرموں کی کوئی خوشی کا نہ ہوگا اور کہیں گے الہی ہم میں ان میں کوئی آڑ کر دے رکی ہوئی
وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا
اور جو کچھ انہوں نے کام کیے تھے ہم نے قصد فرما کر انہیں باریک باریک غبار کے بکھرے ہوئے ذرے کر دیا کہ روزن کی دھوپ میں نظر آتے ہیں۔
اصحاب الجنة يومئذ خیر مستقرا واحسن مقیلا،
جنت والوں کا اس دن اچھا ٹھکانہ اور حساب کے دوپہر کے بعد اچھی آرام کی جگہ۔
وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنزِيلًا،
اور جس دن پھٹ جائے گا آسمان بادلوں سے اور فرشتے اتارے جائیں گے پوری طرح۔
الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ لِلرَّحْمَنِ،
اس دن سچی بادشاہی رحمان کی ہے۔
وَكَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا،
اور وہ دن کافروں پر سخت ہے۔
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا،
اور جس دن ظالم اپنے ہاتھ چبا چبا لے گا کہ ہائے کسی طرح سے میں نے رسول کے ساتھ راہ لی ہوتی۔
يا ويلتا ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا،
وائے خرابی میری، ہائے کسی طرح میں نے فلانے کو دوست نہ بنایا ہوتا۔
لقد اضلني عن الذكر بعد اذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للانسان خذولا،
بے شک اس نے مجھے بہکا دیا میرے پاس آئی ہوئی نصیحت سے، اور شیطان آدمی کو بے مدد چھوڑ دیتا ہے۔
وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا،
اور رسول نے عرض کی اے میرے رب میری قوم نے اس قرآن کو چھوڑنے کے قابل ٹھہرا لیا۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ، that was سورۃ الفرقان، some of the verses we learnt, الحمدللہ عز و جل۔ Now, as you know, whenever we read the Quran, whenever we listen to the Quran, it's always better, even though if we're not reading it with touching, but we need to make sure that we listen to the Quran attentively, even though this one is a recorded one. But even though if the Quran is recorded, the scholars, they say that you must try to listen to it attentively and carefully. If you're at home, then read the Quran in such a manner that it's you and your Rabb Azza wa Jalla, and you're there reading the Quran. You're not bothered who's around you. You're not bothered who's listening to you. Read the Quran in that manner. And then read the Quran with such beauty and, you know, elegant voice, and subhanallah, with tartir, you know, with a beautiful tone. And so that when you read the Quran, you feel something in your heart as well. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he would be reading the Quran, you know, he would cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So let's ask a question to ourselves. How many times have we cried? How many times have we cried in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla by reading the Quran or having that love and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in our hearts? And it's very, very important that we understand this and we try to make this something that we can look into our lives and make sure that it is better for us as well, alhamdulillah. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, make sure that we read the Quran every single day. Make it a habit, even small portions every day, you know, a few verses, even a few rukus. Have a target to yourself. We had a mashura with Mufti Qasim Sahib. A very beautiful thing he told us about himself, that he always has a target of what he needs to do in a month, and then he divides that target weekly and then to daily, and then daily targets into hourly. What's our target? You know, have a target in yourself that every 5 months, every 6 months, I need to finish the Quran, or every month, every second month, I need to finish the Quran. Or so-and-so book I'm reading, I need to finish that. And so, you know, once you have a target in your mind that I've got to finish it on that time, then you'll be able to finish it on that time, or else it's going to be really, really difficult. But let's listen to the kalam, and then inshallah we'll come to our topic today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Taiba se lautna, kisi aashik se poochhiye. تیبہ سے لوٹنا کسی عاشق سے پوچھئے، ایسا لگے کہ روح بدن سے گزر گئی، ایسا لگے کہ روح بدن سے گزر گئی۔
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا، جان وہیں رہ گئی، ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی۔
اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام،
اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام، صلات سکون آفری رہ گئی۔
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی،
جس جگہ سجدار زی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی، جس جگہ سجدار زی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی،
جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی،
دل وہیں رہ گیا، جان وہیں رہ گئی، ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی۔
پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ فتح قریب، جب ہوئے ہم رواسوئے کوئے حبیب، پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ فتح قریب، جب ہوئے ہم رواسوئے کوئے حبیب،
برکتیں رحمتیں ساتھ چلنے لگی، برکتیں رحمتیں ساتھ چلنے لگی، بے بسی زندگی کی یہیں رہ گئی۔
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی،
یاد آتے ہیں
سحر وہ سکون دلو جانو روح و نظر یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر وہ سکون دلو جانو روح و نظر ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی
دل وہیں رہ گیا جان وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی
کاش ہوتی بسر کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم کر اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی
اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جان وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ میں اللہ تعالی بلیس اس آل ود دی بیوٹیفل جرنی آف مدینۃ المنورہ آمین اینڈ مکہ پاک الحمدللہ ٹو دی بیوٹیفل حرمین طیبین اینڈ دین وین یو لیو مدینہ دیٹس وین دے سے دا عشاق یو نو یو سین امیر اہل سنت ہاؤ مچ ہی کرائز یو نو ان دا لو آف مدینہ وین ہی از اباؤٹ ٹو لیو مدینہ میں اللہ تعالیٰ انکریز ہیز لو آف مدینہ اینڈ مکہ مور اینڈ مور اینڈ مے وی گین بلیسنگز فرام ہیم ایز ویل اف یو جسٹ جوائنڈ اس دین الحمد للہ یو آر واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن الحمد للہ عز و جل دا ٹاپک وی گوئنگ ٹو بی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ ٹوڈے از اباؤٹ ماڈیسٹی آف دا پائیس پیپل یو نو دا how our pious predecessors, our awliya Allah, the sahaba ikram, how much modesty, how much haya they had inside them. The story begins with Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha relating that she says that one day the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was inside his bed and he had my chadar, my cloak where he was covering himself and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu He walked in and he asked for permission. So he asked for permission and he walked inside. Whatever he wanted, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met with his needs and he left. Then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked for permission and permission was granted. And he came in and whatever he wanted, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fulfilled his need and then he left. And then Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he also asked permission to come inside. And it says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he came inside He says to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, "Oh Aisha, quickly take this chadar." And then he sat upright, and then he granted permission to Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when his needs were met and he left, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked her that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Abu Bakr, my father, came in, you know, you didn't move, you were in whatever position you were sat there, but you didn't cover yourself fully. But when Umar came, the same thing happened. Why did you cover yourself? And why did you sit upright when Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu came?" And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that, "Oh Aisha, Usman is a very, very modest person. If I had sat in the position I was, then Usman would have come inside. He would not have asked anything and he would have left. And then I would not want that. So therefore I sat upright and I made Usman walk in at that time. Ya ilahi de hame bhi dolate sharmo haya Hazrat Usman ghani ba haya ke vasite." Now it's very, very important to have modesty. Haya ek aisi cheez hai na ke it's very important. And now as Muslims, we alhamdulillah azza wa jal follow the guidelines of Shariat. You know, and we need to understand that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amir bin Abi Rabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, "Hum Amirul Mumineen Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke paas te." We were with Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that, "I never ever in the time of ignorance, they never participated in anything immodest. Balkay Islam kubool karne ke baad bhi meri haya mein mazid izafa hua." That even after accepting Islam, my modesty was increased. Yani Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu never acted in any of immodest things. He always acted upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sharmo haya is something that we need to address as well. And sometimes you'll see young lads, you know, wearing shorts, astaghfirullah, you know, showing their knees, showing their thighs, you know, and that is immodest, besharmi hai. If you don't teach them now, when are you going to teach them when they get old? You know, sari zamana ke sing mol sanda ulla da sone. So it's important now that we teach our children about haya, about modesty, about how they should be dressing up. Now, forget children, aage chale, one step forward. We've got adults, parents, ma'azallah, wearing shorts, sat at home, watching TV. Children will be there, daughters will be there, and they'll be showing, this is the private part of a person, of a man, from the belly button to then including the knees, not including the belly button. Yeah, so from the belly button, including the knees. Chupana farz hai. And if our children, and if our adults are doing that, if the father is doing that, what do you expect from the son? So ye bahut zaruri hai. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, حضرت ابراہیم اور سرکار مدینہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے بہت مشابہ تھے. He looked like سیدنا ابراہیم علیہ السلام and the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. Can you imagine? He looked like the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and سیدنا ابراہیم علیہ السلام. سیدنا عثمان غنی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, on his behalf, many, many verses of the Quran were revealed as well. And angels used to be doing haya from Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was that companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that migrated twice. First, when they migrated to Ethiopia, when the first migration happened, and then the second time when the migration to Medina happened. And Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he was a modest person, he was a very rich person as well. Now here sometimes people think, you know, paisa aa gaya to ye cheez aayi koi nahi. You know, forget these kind of things. No, when it comes to modesty, you know, you cannot sell your modesty no matter how rich you are. Isne ye nahi matlab ki janab main crorepati hai to main kaache lai ta phira, main crorepati hai main jis tarah kara. No, you have to follow the rules of Shariat. You are never going to be rich than Usman Ghani radhiyallahu anhu. He was so rich from the heart as well, he was rich. In one incident, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, said to the Sahaba ikram that I need some donations, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave camels laden with food, laden with goods in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what you call a rich person. You know, you've got millions and billions of pounds or rupees, and you're sat on top of them, super bête, and you're not giving any money to anyone. What's the point? And you are, you know, you're rich from the heart, not with money. I've seen people who don't have much, yet they will still give a lot in the way of Allah. And on the other hand, you'll have people, you know, their bank balances are full. They don't even know how much money they have. Yeah, sometimes people mazak karte hain, they have more money than sense. They don't even know what to do with that money. Yeah, but they still will not give in the path of Allah. Why? It's because they're not rich from the heart. Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was given the glad tidings of paradise. And Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived until 82 years. He passed away when he was 82 years old. آپ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے بڑی ہی مظلومیت کے ساتھ روزے کی حالت میں تلاوت قرآن کرتے ہوئے جام شہادت نوش فرمایا. یو نو ہی واز معاذ اللہ مارٹرڈ, یو نو, ایز ہی واز ان روزہ وائلس ہی واز ریڈنگ دا قرآن. سبحان اللہ. رکھا محصور ان کو بند, ان پر کر دیا پانی, شہادت حضرت عثمان کی بے شک ہے لا ثانی. سو میری اسلام برادرز and viewers of Madani channel, when it comes to modesty, when it comes to haya, never shy off to that. Never ever think to yourself that it's okay, if I don't do it, it doesn't really matter. There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba ikram alayhimu ridwan, they used to be very common amongst them that they used to talk about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's modesty. And they used to say that jaisi kumari ladki apne parde mein sharmili hoti hai, you know, just like a woman, you know, when she, the way she is modest, that is how, or even more than that, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be modest as well. Subhanallah. Aqa ki haya se jhuki rehti nazar aksar, aankhon pe mere bhai laga qufl e madina. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu کہ زمانہ مبارک میں ایک نوجوان بہت متقی اور پرہیزگار عبادت گزار تھا. ویری پائیس اینڈ ویری ویری مچ ان ٹو دا ورشپ آف اللہ عز و جل. سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ واز امیزڈ ٹو دیٹ پرسنز عبادت. وہ نوجوان نماز عشاء مسجد میں ادا کرنے کے بعد اپنے بوڑھے باپ کی خدمت کے لیے جایا کرتا تھا. سو آفٹر عشاء صلاح ہی وڈ گو ٹو ہز اولڈ فادر اینڈ ہی وڈ ہیلپ ہم اینڈ ہی وڈ ٹیک کیئر آف ہم. ون ڈے as he was walking towards his father's house, his eyes set upon a beautiful woman. The woman, she was calling this young man, and the young man would put his head down and would walk past him. One day, the shaitan got more of that young boy, and he went to that young girl. Lekin jab darwaze par pahuncha, to usse Allah Ta'ala ka ye farman yaad aaya. Ma'az Allah, he was going to go and commit the sin, but when he reached to the door, he remembered this verse of the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. بے شک وہ جو ڈر والے ہیں, جب انہیں کسی شیطانی خیال کی ٹھیس لگتی ہے, ہوشیار ہو جاتے ہیں, اسی وقت ان کی آنکھیں کھل جاتی ہیں. Whenever that these people, you know, those who have the fear of Allah, whenever they have these satanic thoughts, or the shaitan, you know, beats them, and they remember what they have, hoshiyar ho jate hain, they become active, and their eyes open at that time. This young man, you know, when he was about to commit that sin, walk into that house, he remembered this verse of the Quran, and the fear of Allah got over him. You know, the fear of Allah overcome this young boy, and he started to tremble, and then what happened was he fainted and he fell to the floor. جب بہت دیر تک گھر نہ پہنچا تو اس کو بوڑھا باپ اسے تلاش کرتا ہوا وہاں پہنچا. And his father, when he realized that his son's not here yet, so he went out to look for him, and he saw him lying there. ہوش آنے پر باپ نے تمام واقعہ دریافت کیا. But when he came back around, his father asked him, what happened, my son? And then he mentioned the whole story. And جب اس آیت پاک کا ذکر کیا گیا تو ایک مرتبہ پھر, یعنی when that young man read that verse of the Quran, that dad, when I was about to walk inside the house, I remembered this verse of the Quran. As soon as he read that verse again, he screamed and he fainted again. اور اس نے چیخ ماری اور اس کا دم نکل گیا. And his soul departed his body. The Muslims got together, they read his janaza and they buried him that same night in the morning. And he says that, oh people, take me to his grave. And the people took him to the grave. And he said to him, why did you not let me know that this young boy has passed away? And they said, ya Amirul Mu'mineen, we thought you're going to be busy with your affairs. So therefore we offered the janaza and we buried him. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the grave of that young boy. And as he stood next to the grave, he read this verse of the Quran that وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ, جو اپنے رب کے حضور کھڑے ہونے سے ڈرے اس کے لیے دو جنتیں ہیں. And he read this verse of the Quran that those who fear standing in front of their Rabb Azza wa Jal, there are two paradises for them. And immediately from inside the grave, they heard a voice, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, بے شک, no doubt, my Rabb has told the truth. Allah has blessed me with two paradises. فرما کہ شفاعت میری, اے شافیِ محشر, دوزخ سے بچا کر مجھے جنت میں بسانا. You know, so fearing Allah Azza wa Jal at that time. Now just imagine when you're about to watch a film, ma'azallah, because of the contents. Nowadays, ma'azallah, I've heard most of the content is all about love, it's all about, you know, cheating, it's all about deceiving, it's all about violence. That's why we see all this in our community. Yeah, because this young boy wants to be a macho man. Yeah, chura la pryawa, gun la privi, and then we say, pata nahi ye kuthu sikhna, khuda ne bande kar baithe sikhne. They sit at home and they learn all that. Yeah, where do they learn to use guns? They watch these films. Where do they use to learn knives, to murder people, to kill people, to commit adultery? You know, to do all these crimes. Where do they learn these crimes? By watching these films. You know, we shouldn't be surprised. Banda socha ke Allah, ye takde hai. We shouldn't be surprised because it's all in front of us. Video games nowadays, they're full of violence, full of crime, and ma'azallah, full of obscenity. Itni behayai ki video, and kids are playing that. They sometimes have a rating, and with these video games, sometimes they have a rating of 18. You have an 8-year-old playing that game. So you ask yourself, how did an 8-year-old get hold of this game that is rated 18? How did an 8-year-old get hold of this video film that is rated 18? How did they get hold of that? Obviously, mom and dad have bought them. His friends must have bought him for him. Someone bought it for him. That's why he's playing that game. There's a video game. I don't want to mention the video game's filthy name on this program. And that video game is full of violence, full of semi-nude women. And the challenge of the video game is that you go and you snatch people's cars, you kill them, you run them over, you run away from the police, you shoot at them. When your son or your daughter or whoever, when they are playing this video game, what do you expect? Do you think that he's going to be playing this violent video game and he's going to become a 5-time namazi? Very, very unlikely that's going to happen. Anything can happen. Allah Ta'ala har cheez par qadir hai. Anything can happen. Lekin realistically, do you think that your son who plays this video game is going to become a qari of the Quran? When your son goes to the madrasa and he's just played this video game, do you think he's going to go to the madrasa and think about the video game or read the sabak? One day I went to the madrasa and this young lad was sat there and he was really upset. So I called him, I goes, putar, what's wrong with you? I see that you're upset. And he goes, oh, Qari sahab, my dad took my game off me and he's not letting me play the game. Oh, which game was it? And he mentioned that game. And he said, your dad did right because it's not appropriate for you. And he goes, yeah, but he bought it for me. So the dad's bought the game for him. And it's not that he's bichare, he missed his namaz and dad doesn't want him to play. Or he missed his reading the Quran. Pata nahi kya bichare ki tha usi. And dad said, right, I'm going to ground you from playing this game. Aaj tuba tu ye game nahi khel sakna. Kyun? Mata cigarette nahi aande. Ya, jao. Allah Ta'ala mentions inside the glorious Quran, Surah Baqarah, اور شیطان کے قدم پر قدم نہ رکھو بے شک وہ تمہارا کھلا دشمن ہے. Yeah, do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. No doubt the shaitan is your open enemy. إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Surah Baqarah, ورس نمبر 169، وہ تو تمہیں یہی حکم دے گا بدی اور بے حیائی کا. یو نو دا شیطان ول اونلی ٹیل یو ٹو ڈو بیڈ تھنگز اینڈ ڈو امموڈس تھنگز. ناؤ دس از واٹ دا شیطان وانٹس اس ٹو ڈو. دا شیطان وانٹس اس ٹو بی انوالوڈ ان دیز کائنڈ آف امموڈس تھنگز. آئی ہیو سین اے فیملی وی آر دے واچ ان اے فلم اینڈ وی ون آر فور نیکی کی دعوت مدنی دورہ. وی ناکڈ آن دا ڈور. او ہو حافظ صاحب اندر اچھو جناب. سو آئی ڈنٹ وانٹ ٹو واک ان بٹ دا گریو واز دا گرینڈ فادر اینڈ آئی واکڈ ان سائڈ اینڈ وی سیٹ ڈاؤن فار اے وائل اینڈ یو نو اس سون ایز یو نو یو کڈ ہیئر سم تھنگ نیکسٹ ڈور. او حافظ صاحب کر رہے ہیں واہ او مڑے آواز مٹھا کرو پو دا والیوم ڈاؤن. اینڈ یقین مانیے پیارے اسلام بھائی وین دے اوپن دا روم ڈور یو نو دیٹ واز دس فلم دیٹ واز آن. گانا بج رہا تھا. Woman was dancing and the whole family was sat there. Kids were on the floor watching like this. Yeah, abba utha baithe hue kursi par, amma bhi baithi hui, dadi bhi baithi hui, dada bhi baithe hue. Badnigahi, behayai. And then you think to yourself, ye kisi banda blame kar raha hai? Who do you blame? You know, shall we say to the children not to watch it, or the parents or the grandparents? Pura hi khandan laga hua. And then when something happens, then we put our hands on the head and say, oh, ye kya ya ho afa sahab, taweez dio. Who's going to give you taweez then? We need to make sure that we bring up our children according to the sunnat. Ye be hayai ke kaam na karwaye inse. Don't let them watch these films. Why? Because now all they're going to be thinking about is bad. All that they're going to be thinking about is immodest things. They're going to be circulating in their minds. So it's very important that we ask ourselves, please make sure that you act upon this, inshallah. Let's take a break. We're going to go towards our daily reminder and then we'll come back and we'll talk a bit further. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear Islamic brothers, rizq, otherwise known as sustenance, is a great bounty and blessing bestowed upon us by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Translation, then, when salah is completed, so disperse in the land and seek Allah's benevolence. After finishing Jum'ah salah, it is permissible to engage in matters of livelihood. This verse informs us of how sustenance is a blessing and a bounty from Allah Azza wa Jal, and it shows us that Allah Azza wa Jal is giving us encouragement to go out in His land and seek rizq. Of course, wealth is not a good thing to love. However, because this can lead to a person's ruin. Having said this, wealth and rizq are things we do need. Without this, we cannot meet even the most basic necessities of life. Wealth allows us to take care of ourselves, our family, our children, our parents, and other stuff. If we have wealth, we won't become poor or have to ask others for help. The financial rights of our families and neighbors will also only be fulfilled if we do have wealth. Building a masjid or a madrasa, going for hajj, visiting Medina Sharif, all of this requires wealth. By having enough halal means to fulfill our needs, it will be easier to save ourselves from the devil's trick.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل, a very beautiful daily reminder. ما شاء الله عز وجل, we have a very beautiful personality. You've seen him many times on Madani channel and on Rise and Shine. ما شاء الله عز وجل, Abdul Hannan bhai from Birmingham. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ما شاء الله, jazakallah khair Abdul Hannan bhai. ما شاء الله, you're always taking time out to come to our program. How are you? You okay?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you, Afsab?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Abdul Hannan bhai, mashallah azza wa jal, we've got a topic that we're discussing today about the modesty of our aslaf, our pious predecessors. I haven't talked much about it at the moment. Just been talking about some of the incidents of Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. MashaAllah, take it away and just let us know a few more things, please.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. MashaAllah, Afsab, beautiful topic. It's a topic which we should all ponder into, that modesty plays a big role in our deen, alhamdulillah azawajal. And if you look at the lives of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sahaba Ikram, the Awliya Allah, and even till this day and time, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they've always adopted modesty, and the level of their modesty was great. Subhanallah, you know, some of them, they would bear everything else, but they wouldn't leave that level of modesty. You know, they will bear loss for themselves, they will bear themselves in danger, but they will still maintain modesty, Alhamdulillah. And many incidents of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been mentioned, and Alhamdulillah, because of this modesty of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated their ranks, gave them a high status. Alhamdulillah, you'll find that even in our time, a great example is, you know, we don't have to go far into the seerat. You just even look into our time, Alhamdulillah, you got some of these great awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their modesty, their piety, Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. That modesty is connected with a lot of things, Hafsab. It's connected with, obviously, your tongue, it's connected with your eyes, your hands, and, you know, how to keep yourself protected from evil, from wrong. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. And our Shaykh Tariqa Tamil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he's a living example of modesty. In our time, Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, and we are so blessed to have him in this time, Alhamdulillah, it is due to blessings of these great personalities that, Alhamdulillah, we are learning and we are able to practice these actions. Alhamdulillah, there is one beautiful example of modesty of Shaykh Tariqa Tamil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. Brothers mention is that, you know, one of the, when Amir Sunnat flies on the plane, Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, as you know that you're restricted in your area, and you know you can't do much because you're sitting in a seat, and then who comes and sits next to you, and who's there, and the air hostels, etc. All this. But Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, you know the sleeping bands which you wear to sleep. Alhamdulillah, throughout the journey, you'll find that our Shaykh Tariqa Tamil Sunnat, he will be wearing that to keep his eyes closed so that his eyes don't fall on anything unnecessary, Alhamdulillah. This is an example of modesty. And, you know, especially in our time, you know, the old time, it was different. You know, as times are going towards the end of time, you find that, you know, haya is being removed from people. People don't have the aspect of haya.
You know, one thing is that people, they might not be trying to act modest themselves, but they'll try to make your mind as well that, no, it's okay to be like this. It's okay. It's none of your fault. So it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want, ma'azallah.
Gee, no doubt, Hafsab. You know, people say, oh, in a modern time, come on. How much are you going to protect yourself? How much are you going to save yourself? But those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be still there protecting themselves.
Oh, boh zyada molvi bhi na bano na. You know, by acting upon your deen, that doesn't make you a molvi. By, you know, being modest, what's that to do, you know, becoming a molvi? But this is the kind of mentality that we have in people today.
Yes, no doubt. You know, there are so many sayings. There's a beautiful saying, you know, of the pious people of Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, because we're talking about protection of the eyes, because this is a great part. And you know, when you can't save your eyes from these unnecessary gaze or haram gaze, you'll fall into other sins and other sins. And you know, it gets to the aspect that a person may even lose his iman. Whoever does not have the ability to close his eyes cannot protect his private part. And you know, this is how necessary it is for us to adopt modesty about keeping your gaze lowered, keeping your eyes lowered, Alhamdulillah, so that you are able to save yourself from all these troubles and difficulties. And Alhamdulillah, our Shaykh Tariqat has given such a great mindset on protecting the eyes, protecting the tongue. Alhamdulillah, this is why you have this call, or this saying, you can say, of Kufle Madina. It's a terminology used in Dawat Islami, of protecting your eyes and protecting your tongue. And Alhamdulillah, he's left examples. If you look at Mufti Dawat Islami, Haji Farooq Rahmatullah Alayhi, who just passed away, you know, a few years ago. And he was in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. And there's a mention that Mufti Saab used to ride on a motorbike. And Mufti Saab actually sold his bike and preferred walking, because he thought that it was very difficult to protect your eyes when you're on a ride. Because, you know, when you're going through places and your eyes are going here, whereas you're walking, you can lower your gaze. There you have to look around, to obviously be safe. And look at the level of the taqwa of these people. Alhamdulillah.
I met with a Jamia student in Bradford. I gave him a lift in the car. And I goes to him, mashallah, you know, I was offering him a job somewhere. And he's happily taken that job. And I said, how are you going to commute? You know, how are you going to travel? And he goes, I don't know. I might just get a bike or something, or I might just walk it, or I might just get a lift or bus mimicker. And I goes, why, you have you not got a license? And he goes, yeah, I've got a license. I'm past my driving. But he goes, but now I realize that it's going to be really difficult for me to keep myself, my eyes away from guna. So I prefer to walk in. And I thought, subhanAllah, even in this time, mashallah, we have people. You know, young lad is only about 21 years old. But mashallah, look at the level of taqwa that he has. And he's a Jamia student. And I said to him that, look, I really love you to, mashallah, to give me a few hints as well, how I can change myself as well. But as they say, nek bandu ki kami to hai nahi.
Alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, the other thing, Afsab, is the protection of the tongue, alhamdulillah, as well, Meele Sunnat has given us a great mindset. And what we utter with our tongues, how we speak, and how we should be speaking, alhamdulillah, is a great need. All I would suggest through the viewers of Madani Channel is, alhamdulillah, connect yourself with this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. And one of the great ways of learning these type of modesties, our Sheikh Tariqat Amila Sunnat, he blesses us with his Madani Muzakaras every Saturdays. These are live question and answers, alhamdulillah. And such answers Amila Sunnat gives, alhamdulillah, you'll find that full of modesty, alhamdulillah, full of piety. And it's a way to, you know, gain this type of knowledge. And then, alhamdulillah, the effect of the tongue of this wali of our time, when he says it, you get thousands and thousands of people acting upon it as well.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair, Abdul Hanan bhai. Thank you for your time. Always appreciated, MashaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. And we'll see you again very soon, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah Azzawajal. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, if you've just joined us, then yes, alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. And MashaAllah Azzawajal, our topic for today is regarding modesty. How we should be modest and what is modesty in Islam. There's a verse inside the glorious Quran. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُورِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions inside the glorious Quran and command the Muslim women to keep their gaze slightly low and to protect their chastity and not to reveal their adornment except what is apparent itself, and to keep the head covering wrapped over their bosoms, and do not reveal their adornment except to their own husbands. You know, so subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, here Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the glorious Quran, this is an address to the women. You know, nowadays for a woman to cover her head, it looks like, you know, think of a past now, you know. If you do say to a woman, you know, especially mothers, when they say to their daughter, you know, cover your head, and they'll be thinking, what? You know, we live in modern times. You don't have to do that. You know, but in Islam, alhamdulillah, that is modesty. You know, there was a time when if women's hair was uncovered and they heard the azan, they'll quickly put the chila on top of their heads. You know, nowadays, that doesn't exist now. But I'm not just talking about the women. The men have been addressed in the Quran with the similar verses as well, that, you know, protect your chastity, protect your modesty. Let's take our daily hadith now, and inshallah we'll come back to the topic again. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
It's mentioned in the book Az-Zuhd of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala that when Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu, the third Khalifa of the Muslims, Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he would feed other people, he would feed them the food of wealthy people. That was his andaz, his manner. And as for himself, he would go and eat just vinegar and olive oil. Very simple. Very basic foods. So in feeding others, he would go all out. And as for himself, he would be content with little. So this is a testament to the Sahaba-i-Kiram's asceticism, staying away from dunyavi things, luxuries, and items. We should try and follow the way of the Khulafa'i Rashidun. Simplicity is something that is liked in Islam. That's not to say a person can't live a certain standard of lifestyle. If Allah has given them, alhamdulillah. But look at the way adopted by our Khulafa. And this was the way adopted by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. You know, we're talking about modesty, we're talking about chastity, how important it is to become a hayadar person. Let's look at the lives of the aslaf, and especially Khatun Jannat, Hazrat Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. How much, you know, she was worried about, you know, he says that one day, Sayyida Khatun Jannat radiallahu ta'ala anha, no one ever saw her smiling apart from one time after the apparent demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reason why she smiled was that one day she was with Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asma binte Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned that how worried she is that all her life she has been away from the eyes of men. Now when she dies, and maybe the men will be looking at her janaza, so she's quite worried about that. And Sayyidina Asma binte Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that, Ya Sayyida, what I saw in Habsha, in Africa, was that when women died, you know, they made like thing where they'll put the cloth over and, you know, you will not be able to see the apparent body of the person. And Sayyida Khatun Jannat radiallahu ta'ala anha loved this idea so much that it brought a smile to her face that, subhanallah, all my life I've never ever shown myself to a non-mahram man. Now when I die, inshallah, if you act upon this, and this is going to be my will, that you do not see even my janaza. And subhanallah, it's also mentioned about her chastity, that on the day of judgment, when people will be walking on the bridge of Sirat, and it is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha's turn to walk on the bridge of Sirat, people will hear a voice from the unseen that, oh people, lower your eyes. The daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about to walk on the bridge of Sirat. Subhanallah. And as Muslims, we need to make sure that we act upon that as well. Let's look at, especially if the Islamic sisters are watching, you know, make sure that you first of all try to act upon that yourself. Make sure that your daughters at home are trying to act upon that as well. And then make sure that if their fathers are watching, brothers are watching, make sure your sisters and your daughters are acting upon that as well. But that doesn't mean that the father can do anything. That's how much mentality we have. We're walking about with shorts and then we say, I'll never let my daughter, you know, walk out in the open without her head covered. Well, you can at least cover yourself, man. What are you doing? You know, and it's very important that as Muslims, we do that. But today, nowadays, the trend is that, you know, ma'azallah, these things are things of the past. We don't need to act upon them. We don't need to do anything like that. But as Muslims, my dear Islamic brothers, we need to understand. As Muslims, we need to follow the Sharia. That was the Quran that I read in front of you, where Allah Ta'ala is commanding the women and is commanding the men as well in the Quran. You know, men will be sat with their shorts on. Women will be sat in the garden as well. Busy road, log jai rahe ho son, e sare bar baithe hue ho son. Look, you're looking at people. People are looking at them. What kind of, you know, environment are we creating? But then again, if you ask these people, janab inna ki ek sawal deo, das ko jawab de son. If you say to them that's wrong, they say, how is it wrong? Yeah, they probably know. They think that they know more deen than yourself. And you know, that is wrong. What is wrong? You know, we have to say it's wrong. Hazrat Sayyidina Khalad radiallahu ta'ala anha, that when Khalad's son was martyred, she did parda, she did niqab, and she went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's bargah. And she asked the people that, you know, I heard my son has passed away. And someone said to her, ke is waqt bhi aapne muh par niqab dal rakha hai. Even at this time when you've come to inquire about your son's death, your son's martyrdom, you're still covering yourself? What a beautiful reply. Kaha, maine beta zarur khoya hai, haya nahi khoi. I've lost my son, I have not lost my modesty. Subhanallah, what a beautiful reply. I've lost my son. I have not lost my modesty. My modesty will not go. This is such a beautiful, mashallah, incident, especially for our women, for our sisters to wake up to reality and to see what is happening out in the open, and how as Muslims we need to make sure that we do not do anything against the etiquettes and the manners of Islam. Ji, we have Kaniz Fatima as well for you guys, mashallah. Let's see what Kaniz Fatima is going to be teaching us today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl.
Kaniz Fatima,
good girl. Everyone loves her. She is truthful. She stops the wrong and enjoys the right. Everyone loves her. She is truthful. She stops the wrong and enjoys the right. Kaniz Fatima, good girl.
Kaniz
Fatima,
good girl.
Everyone loves her. She is truthful. She
stops the wrong. Oh, where's the answer gone? Hold on, let me just shut the window. Bye-bye. May Allah protect you. Yay! Wow! Oh! Wow, that's wonderful. Once more, let me fly it. Oh, wow, how nice it is. It's so much fun.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, why did he stop recitation of the Quran as soon as he entered the house?
Unity remains in the house by reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, after entering the home. And it brings blessings in the sustenance. Anyhow, I came for a reason. I'm gonna put sacred papers in the box. If you have any kind of sacred papers in your room or anywhere, could you kindly get them for me, please?
Alright, Brother Ghulam Rasool, I'll just have a look.
Jazakillahu khaira.
Yay! Let me make another one.
Huh? Oh no! Raika, what have you done? You ripped so many pages of your notebook. I wasted all of them. Look at this mess. May Allah Almighty forgive us. Raika, this is not nice. It's really bad.
Hold on a sec, sis. Let me explain. This was my rough notebook, which was full. That's why I asked Mum to buy me the new ones. This notebook was of no use at all.
Raika, remember one thing. Whatever we write in our notebook, we need to make sure that we respect it and honor it. Because remember, all those things that become a means of teaching us knowledge, we should give them all a lot of respect. We should make sure that we don't throw them on the ground and waste them and disrespect them in this way.
But sis, there's no hadith or any verse of Quran written on it. It was just a rough notebook.
Raika, whatever we write in our notebooks, regardless of whatever language it is in, we should make sure that we fully respect it. And in particular, we need to make sure that we don't disrespect sacred papers at all in any state.
That's fine, sis, but first of all, tell me one thing. That what is meant by sacred papers?
Raika, all such papers that have the verse of the Quran written on them, or any part of it, or any name of Allah, or a name of any of the prophets, or of the awliya, or any such thing, or any such name. Respecting which is obligatory, meaning first upon us. Every such paper is known as sacred paper.
Astaghfirullah. This is truly, really bad. Please forgive me, sis. I'll not do this again in future.
Jazakallahu khaira. May Allah Almighty grant his steadfastness. Ameen.
Thumma ameen. But sis, what is steadfastness?
Okay, Raika, let me explain you what steadfastness means. Steadfastness means to remain firm on any action, work, or intention that you make. Like right now you just said, that you will never do this again ever in future. So I made a dua for you to Allah Almighty that, May Allah Almighty enable you to remain steadfast on the pious intention that you just made.
Ameen. Sis, what about my notebooks?
Yes, Rekha, don't worry. I told Mom about that. She's just making a list of things to buy right now. She will add that in as well.
Jazakillahu khairah.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, here you go.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, where are you taking this?
Rekha, I'm going to put this sack of secret papers in the sacred paper box that we have on our street.
Sis, why not sell these papers to the guy who buys second-hand papers?
No, Rekha, I've seen on these papers that there are many respectful and noble words and sacred names written on them. It is not right and appropriate to sell them as you have just suggested.
Did you see? There's Bismillah written on it. We should make sure that we respect these sacred writings. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the one who picks up such a piece of paper from the ground, which has Bismillahir Rahman Rahim written on it, out of the respect of Allah Almighty will include him among Siddiqeen.
Siddiqeen? What is meant by Siddiqeen?
Rekha, Siddiqeen are those people who tread upon the path of the Prophets alayhi wasalam with sincerity.
Instead of doing this to the sacred papers, we should try and gather them and put them in the sacred paper box. And for this purpose, Darwati Islami's boxes of sacred papers are the best option for us. Because they have a proper system in place, from the point of collecting the sacred papers to disposing them respectfully according to Sharia.
Dear children, if you ever come across any such paper on the way, or you see any such thing on your way which contains any sacred words, or any verse of the Holy Quran, or any hadith written on it, then make sure to pick it up. After that, clean it properly and ask an elder person to put them in the available boxes of sacred papers in your locality with utmost respect and reverence. Jazakillahu khairah.
Oops. Oops.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl.
Kaniz Fatima.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, some very beautiful and useful lessons that have been taught by Kaniz Fatima and her sister Raiqa. MashaAllah, Azawajal. And this is the kind of cartoons that we need to be showing to our children so that they can learn as well. I just want to wrap up with today's topic as well. Remember, it's not cool to walk around with shorts. It's not cool, ma'azallah, to be showing your body. And it's not modernism to be showing your body around to other people, especially the part of the body which Allah Ta'ala has commanded the Muslims to cover. Now, sadly, if we look into our community today, you know, especially when it comes to women, you know, we hear so much about women's rights, women's equal, you know, are equal with men. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in taqwa, everyone is together. Women can be far better than men in taqwa. Look at the women of Sayyida Aisha, look at the women like Sayyida Fatima, Sayyida Khadija. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in Islam, women have been given their rights, men have been given their rights. We need to learn what our rights are, we need to act upon that. Sadly, today you see that modern times, you know, you see, ma'azallah, you know, our women, our sisters working in an environment where, you know, there's always so many ghair mahram men about. And even the dress code is so bad that they'll have to, ma'azallah, in some cases, they'll have to wear skirts. In some cases, they'll have to wear, you know, tight-fitting clothes. You know, it doesn't befit a Muslim. Socho sirf, thodi der socho. To bota asal with the akal ta hai na. Use that akal, use that mind. Why are you doing these kind of things? Just for money? Allah Ta'ala is the one who provides us with risk. Wallahu khairu raziqeen. So why are we worried about money? Kar le toba, Rab ki rahmat hai badi. Akhirat mein varna saza hogi kadi. You know, we need to look ourselves. We need to look how we are doing. A hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, المرأة عورة فإذا خرجت استشرفها الشيطان. عورت عورت یعنی چھپانے کی چیز ہے. A woman is something that you hide. جب وہ نکلتی ہے, when she comes out, شیطان اسے جانک جانک کر دیکھتا ہے. The شیطان will look at that woman and say, wide open eyes, the شیطان will look at her. Now another حدیث of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نظر ابلیس کے تیروں میں سے زہر میں بجا ہوا ایک تیر ہے. دی آئیز آر لائک این آرو دا ڈپٹ ان پوائزن آف دا شیطان. پس جو شخص میرے خوف سے اسے ترک کر دے, یعنی دا ون ہو ابانڈنز دس بیکاز آف مائی فیئر, اسے ایسا ایمان عطا کروں گا جس کی مٹھاس وہ اپنے دل میں پائے گا. آئی ول گیو ہم سچ ایمان دیٹ ہی ول فیل دا سویٹنس ان ہز ہارٹ. ڈو وی وانٹ دا سویٹنس آف ایمان اور ڈو وی وانٹ ٹو معاذ اللہ لک ہا بد نکاہی؟ وی ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو ڈو دیٹ. سو ان شاء اللہ عز و جل لیٹس رپ دا پروگرام, میک دس انٹینشن, توبہ کریں, فیئر ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ ٹو ڈے اینڈ ایوری ٹائم ان آر لائفز. ڈونٹ واچ ٹی وی, ڈونٹ واچ ویڈیو فلمز, ڈونٹ واچ یو نو معاذ اللہ میوزیکل سانگز. ڈو توبہ ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ, لیو یور لائف اکارڈنگ ٹو اسلام ود ماڈیسٹی, ود حیا, ود دا فیئر آف اللہ, اینڈ یو لو یور لائف ایز ویل ان شاء اللہ. ٹیک کیئر آف یور سیلف. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.